Field. One of two skiers stranded on a cliff on Emerald Peak in Yoho National Park was lucky to have the company of some rescuers who were able to set up camp and spend the night. Goldenfield RCMP received an emergency activation alert from a spot device on Emerald Peak, a 2,701-meter peak rising above the northwest shore of Emerald Lake near Field, about 4 p.m. on Monday, January 22. Parks Canada's mountain safety specialists were called in, but CST. Kat Robinson, Media Relations Office for Goldenfield RCMP, said a rescue attempt with a helicopter was grounded because of heavy fog. She said the rescue team went in by land instead. They found two backcountry skiers, both 25-year-old men, who were stranded on a cliff and unable to continue, said Robinson. The team was able to extract one skier that night, and some search and rescue members remained and set up camp on the mountain with the second skier overnight. The second skier was flown out by helicopter at first light the following morning. Luckily, no parties were injured, said Robinson, noting the two were adequately prepared for the ski trip. Outdoor enthusiasts are reminded to be well prepared when venturing into the backcountry. Always expect the best but be prepared for the worst when you plan backcountry adventures or participate in extreme sports, said Robinson. Know the terrain, tell a friend where you are going, pack emergency gear just in case, and carry a GPS device with emergency capabilities. In other news from Goldenfield RCMP, an emergency SOS device from a Zoleo device was activated in the backcountry near Frigate Mountain in Donald, BC about 5 p.m. on Sunday, January 21, after a snowmobiler was killed. Robinson said as six snowmobilers were heading back to the Hope Creek snowmobile staging area after a day of sledding, one flew down a steep embankment and hit some trees. Regrettably, the 24-year-old man died on impact, she said. His friends called for help, and the Goldenfield RCMP activated the Golden Area District Search and Rescue Team. Because the area was so remote, Robinson said it took the team several hours to arrive by land. The man's body was transferred to the BC Coroner's Service at approximately 1 a.m. The RCMP investigated alongside the BC Coroner's Service, which has now taken over the investigation. The group was very well prepared for their backcountry adventure. They had all the right gear, they were experienced riders, and even with all these measures in place, sometimes things still go wrong, said Robinson. We are lucky to have such a skilled search and rescue team that was able to access this remote location the same night and provide some closure for the young man's family.